Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's bring in Jason Jones of The Athletic. Jason, we're talking about the situation with Andrew Wiggins and the Golden State Warriors and the mandate from the Department of Public Health and the situation that the Golden State Warriors and the Brooklyn Nets and New York Knicks may be facing as the season gets closer. Have you heard anything about this from the league, about these markets that have rules about vaccinations in large indoor gatherings?
Well, I haven't heard anything solid. I just think it's kind of one of those fluid things. This thing is like changing, you know, week to week, month to month. And I get, you know, the league solution, the solution would be everyone would be vaccinated, but, you know, we're not there yet. And I don't know how you figure this out. I mean, you can't have a situation, you know, I know at our company, they say they don't want people, quote unquote, outing someone who's not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But to out yourself, if you play for the Knicks and you can't play at home.
Right.
And I don't know, like, you know, the contract ramifications of that. You know, are you forfeiting money? I don't know how you deal with that.
Yeah, that's going to be a dicey situation in San Francisco and in New York, because those are two high profile cities. There's high profile teams when you talk about the Nets, Knicks, and the Warriors. So it's the NBA. It's not like you could hide anyway. But those are going to be major discussions. Those are going to be things that we talk about on D-Lo and KC, that they talk about on First Take, because these are high profile teams. And I just don't know where this goes. I don't know if you're the Warriors, do you ride this out with Andrew Wiggins and does it go the whole year without getting vaccinated? Like, this is uncharted territory, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do. I mean, as much as they're paying Andrew Wiggins, they don't want a situation where you don't play on the road. You know, but the question becomes also, how dug in is Andrew Wiggins in his stance?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, is it a medical reason? Is it personal? Is it religious? I don't know. I really don't know how you handle this, because it always seemed like, you know, public health would override certain, you know, personal beliefs. But we've never been here before. We've never had such a situation with the league. I don't know what to do, because, I mean, pretty much the league is mandating everyone except the players be vaccinated. I mean, if you're in the media, you can't be, you know, on the level of the player or anywhere near in person if you're not vaccinated. The coach, I mean, everyone's got to be vaccinated except the players. It's a really, you know, touchy situation.
And that's obviously because the union is involved. Jason, you said we've never been here before. Fellas, get comfortable. There's a good chance we're going to be here for a very, very long time at this rate. Jason Jones of The Athletic with us here on D'Lo and KC. We've heard from a whole lot of Sacramento Kings over the course of the last couple of days, particularly Davion Mitchell, Tyrese Halliburton, Harrison Barnes, De'Aaron Fox. One thing that popped up with all of them, particularly Harrison, Tyrese, and De'Aaron, they were glowing about Davion Mitchell. And Jason, there was a lot of talk about defense over the course of the last couple of days. It seems pretty clear. Anxious to get your thoughts on this. Defense is the theme of this upcoming season.
Yeah, but I don't believe it when I see it. Some of these guys are the exact same guys who didn't play defense last year. And you know, you go through this with every team, every season. This time of year, everyone's optimistic. Everyone's saying the right thing. But I always say it goes back to this. If you lose two games in a row, what do? Who do you become? You know, do you buckle down and do the right thing, or do you just kind of give in to doing the, you know, the easy way out? And for years, we've seen them take the easy way out. You know, we've heard guys say, we're going to play defense now. We're going to do this. and then go out there and not do it. And as much as I like what Davion Mitchell did in college and even in summer league, this is a whole lot to put on Davion Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot to ask a rookie, even no matter how good he is, to come in and like our defense is going to be so much better because we drafted someone. It's like he's still one person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need, you know, you need more than that. So, I mean, it sounds great, but you know what? Like I said, I'll believe it in December, January, February. You know, because, I mean, I think going into last year, they could have told you defense had to be a key. They could have told you that 10 years ago, and then they didn't play defense.
That's the Grinch. Jason Jones with us here. The Grinch. trying to ruin all our preseason optimism. No, that's fine, Jason. No, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead, Casey. No, it's fine.
I mean, look, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, like I said before, if Davion Mitchell turns him into a good defensive team, give him Rookie of the Year, even if he averages 0 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But look, so that,
I mean,
but
that would be one of the greatest miracles I've ever seen in the NBA. If Davion Mitchell comes in and all of a sudden the Kings, you know, are the 89 Pistons.
But see, here's the deal about that, Jason, is this was the worst defensive team in the game last year, them and the Wizards. And Davion isn't going to take them from worst to first. But Davion and his aura, his energy on the defensive end, I think can take them from worst to 17th. I don't think that's inconceivable. I don't think that's I don't think that's too much to ask of Davion. And the one reason why I say that as well is, look, he's only one man. You're 100% right. But you've been around the game. You know. These players know. Every time, like, I feel like he's been brought up by every player that's talked so far this week. They're like, yo, Davion comes in here, boosts up the defense. Like, they know. They know.
Yeah, I agree with that, but to me it speaks to a bigger issue of the DNA of the team. You got a lot of vets, guys who've been around. How is he coming in and you can say, you know what, the rookie's here, we get to better play defense now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just
I feel you on that.
A bigger issue. I'm just like, really? Now you want to play defense because Davion's here?
Does it help with guys like Mo Harkless and Terrence Davis? And I mean, I think Tyrese is committed to the defensive end, and to a certain degree, I think De'Aaron is too. Does it help that, you know, you have those guys here now, particularly talking about Mo Harkless and Terrence Davis for an entire season? And I mean, Alex Lynn as well, and to a certain degree,
yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps. I think so. I mean, I call Mo a know-how player. Just a he knows how to play the game. He knows where to be. And so many of their issues last season were guys that didn't know where to be in simple situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see a guy leave Joel Embiid to go cover Ben Simmons at the 3-point line, you got major issues. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to have guys just know what to do. So, yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to help. You know, I'm just having fun with the whole Davion part, but I to a degree. But I think they do need more of a commitment from everyone else. You know, it can't be, well, we got Harrison or, you know, we got Harrison and Rashawn and Davion. It's got to be 1 through 10, 1 through 12 committed on that end because you don't get as bad as they are. I know it's real fun to blame Marvin and Buddy for the defense, but you're not that bad just because of Marvin and Buddy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
You know, especially when, yeah, you're not that. You're not that, you know, and a lot of it will go back on De'Aaron. You know, he's got to, you know, set, you know, I think where Davion will help him is that, you know what, if you got a tough matchup, which you will have most nights, De'Aaron doesn't have to guard that guy all night. But the trade-off then becomes, De'Aaron, when you're guarding him, you can't slack.
Right.
You can't give in. You got to be all in on guarding that guy. We'll get you a break. And that's what the Kings have tried to do for the last 2 or 3 years, give him guys that say, you know what, we'll get you a break if you're, you know, if you're winded. We're not going to make you cover Russell, Westbrook, Steph, the entire game, but we need you to have that intensity level up the whole time. And that's what they've been looking for De'Aaron. So if De'Aaron can give them that, you know, for 4 quarters every night defensively, you add that with adding Davion, Tyrese being a year better, you know, Rashawn being back, Harrison, Mo, Terrence, they got a chance. To me, if they're just middle of the road, it's all they got to be. They don't have to be, you know, elite Spurs defense or anything like that. If they're in the top, I mean, they've only been in the top 20 in efficiency once in the last 15 years.
That's ridiculous.
And that was Luke's first year.
Jeez.
So that's the only time they've been in the top 20 in defense. So if they can just get, you know, like you said, 17, they might be eight or ninth in the West just because they're going to be able to score. Mm-hmm. But you just can't go out there and give up 120, 125 every night.
We ask this often, Jason, all summer long, and now we're here a few days before training camp starts, and we're still asking the same question. Buddy Hield, Marvin Bagley, they're going to be here opening night for the Kings after everything that's gone on this summer?
I think so. I mean, of course, things can change quickly, but at this point, most teams are pretty much set unless...
You're the Timberwolves.
The only team that... Yeah. Well, yeah. Usually, you know, teams are set. They got some stuff going on over there. It's kind of like a soap opera.
Teams
are going to go into camp with what they have. They're really the only domino that could affect all that is Philly and Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only thing that could change anything at this point. Because I don't see any other player, you know. That can really get this would be moved at this point. You know, a lot of guys sign deals can't be moved. You know, until that date. You know, think in mid December. So, right now, this is going to be your team. I think unless you know, like I said, to me, the Ben Simmons thing would be the one thing that could change things for people.
Jason, are there open? Do you think there are open starting positions headed into camp?
I think De'Aaron starts, Harrison starts. Then it's a matter of stylistically, what do you do? Do you start Marvin and then, you know, fit him and move Harrison to the four? Do you say our better lineup is Moe and Harrison? And then you bring Marvin off the bench, which would be a whole other adventure in, you know, facial expressions and random tweets. You know, do you start Tyrese and bring Buddy off the bench? I mean,
yes.
I mean,
the definitive answer there is yes.
I would agree with that too. You know, I think I also think the numbers bear out that Buddy's a more efficient player off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think he struggles with the notion of being called a quote bench player. Mm-hmm. Even though his minutes don't really change that much. But I think by bringing Davion in, if you have Buddy and Davion coming into games together, you're already bringing a defender in with him. And one of the issues they had last year was how do we hide two or three bad defenders?
Right.
And you want to, you know, and when you're aligning the minutes, you can't have Buddy out there. Cause, I mean, I always say this, Buddy's always trying. He may not succeed, but he's trying.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure you have guys who can help him out there on that end. Because, I mean, there's something that Buddy was playing the three.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care, you know what you do. Buddy can't guard LeBron James.
No, he cannot.
He's just too small.
I don't think he can guard Bronny James. I mean.
See, this is poor Buddy. He's just sitting around trying to. No, prank nurses and catching strays on the radio.
See? No, I'm not trying to, like, Buddy's not a good defender. It's not like I just broke news
He's
to
not,
everybody.
You won't get me. You know, last year when he was at the prison, he was saying, you know, MF is saying I don't play defense. Like, I am one of them who said you don't play defense. I agree. You know, if that's what you want to call us for saying you don't play defense, you can call me one. Because, you know, I've said a million times you don't play defense. I'm like, your teammates have said you don't play defense. The coaches have said you don't play defense. So, hey, it is what it is, you know. But, yeah, I think there's going to be some shuffling. I think that's a good thing. I think part of the problem you had last year was you didn't really have any options. This is just the team you had. I mean, we were debating about whether Daquan Jeffries should play, and he's been on, what, two or three teams since.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hit the Quan soundbite. That's all. I had a great soundbite for Daquan Jeffries. Hit Daquan. Hit Daquan. It's just like as soon as we had it ready, like he was gone. That's the only reason we wanted Daquan Jeffries to play.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like sound bites here.
I think they finally are closer to having what I would call a real NBA roster. You know, mm-hmm. Now you just kind of see what you do with it. I think they can, I still believe they can finish in the top 10. I still believe that if they get some type of defensive commitment from everyone.
I got to be honest. I was trying to keep Jason on the phone as long as possible because this ninth inning in Colorado was going on for an hour. And it was 5-4 Colorado, and I just couldn't wait to give the final score to Jason Jones.
It's all bad in all of baseball right now.
Now it's 5-5. A variety of things have gone wrong during this conversation with Jason.
What did Usher say?
So the Dodgers win. I mean, I went down to Dodger Stadium last week, you know, they won, so I'm going to take credit. You know, they didn't lose till I wasn't at a game, so.
Wow. I'm glad you don't have season tickets. How about that? I'm glad you don't have season tickets.
That's next level stuff. You know, I wasn't ready for all that. You know, when the stadium was going to be open to fans this season. You know, next season, you know, that's a very realistic possibility. Give me a reason to be down in L.A. more often. I'm with it. I'll even let you come to the game with me. You know, you can come to Blue Heaven on Earth with me.
That's nice.
I've been there a couple different times. I got the Giants gear on every time I go down there. They know what time it is.
No one really cares about your Giants gear. Come enjoy Blue Heaven on Earth. Get you a Dodger dog, get you a new Dodger cap. You'll fit right in. I mean, you lived in L.A., so I mean, hey.
Yeah, it wasn't no Blue Heaven when I was up in there. It was Black and Orange Heaven. Simple as that.
That's not true, but okay. Yeah, I never took over Chavez Ravine ever. Ever.
What? You sound crazy on that one. We was taking over easy. Easy work.
No. If you want to believe that, okay.
How was
Manny's time was fun though.
For us.
We're going to let Jason go. I really wanted to get in a question about Raider Stadium, but y'all are locked into the Dodgers versus Giants, so I'll leave it.
I'm all about that. I've been to Allegiant. It's beautiful.
I can't wait to see it. It looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's beautiful. I mean, you know, I guess I think part of the bias is the fact that I've lived at Oakland Coliseum so many times.
Oh, jeez.
almost everything was anything. I mean, you know, as long as the bathroom was working, it's an upgrade.
Golden One Center in Arco. We were in Arco for so long, you get to go to One Center. It's like, oh, the 2000s.
Yeah, it's like it's nice, but you don't realize, you know, I always tell a lot of old Kings fans back in the day, they'd be like, what's wrong with Arco? I said, go to another stadium and then come back and ask me that. And I had pretty much been to every NFL stadium, and I was like, at that point, all the terrible stadiums were in California. It would have been back then San Diego, San Francisco, and Oakland had the three worst stadiums. Allegiant's beautiful, you know, and after they beat the Dolphins, it'll be even more beautiful when they're 3-0, and then I can be happy until John Gruden lets them lose 5 in a row and get started in November.
I agree with everything Jason just said. They're going to go 3-0 this week.
I'm going to enjoy it because I know what's coming around Thanksgiving.
There you go. All right. Like, wow.
They control their own destiny. Now they can't win a game.
Damn. Well,
I'm just had my head beat in too many times by that organization. I just, you know, I want to be wrong, but I can't be crazy and act like I don't know what's likely to happen. Just so that's what's happened the last few years.
That's a trip. You can't even be excited till like December.
I refuse to be excited. I'm like, it's fun. It's fun if they won, but it's like, okay. Somebody was telling me they're in first place. I'm like, spare me, please. Please don't be that person.
I remember what happened the last time Raider fans got excited in December.
Oof.
Week 16 rolled around.
Oof.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just wait till after the playoff game to get excited. Maybe hold off just a couple of more weeks.
That was, And I was at the game when Derek Carr broke. I was like, the whole stadium, we left. And people were like, it's going to be okay. I said, no, it's not. Come on. It's over. People were like, come on, let's get. I'm like, it's over. I said, they're back to some guy you never heard of. It's over.
It was definitely over.
And sure enough, they started some dude in that playoff game that I don't remember.
They started that dude from Michigan State, right? What was his name?
Was it Connor Cook?
Yeah.
Was it Connor Cook? Is that who it was?
No longer playing football professionally.
Jason, we appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Joining us.
Stay
no
tuned.
Problem,
hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.